Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. My headphones fell.
It's another beautiful Saturday night in the Thomas household.
Managed to be partially productive today. Didn't get to the gym.
Saturdays are...
I want to get up tomorrow morning before you all get up.
We'll see about that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, I just said we'll see about that.
I think you just challenged me, so okie dokie.
See who gets up earlier.
Me, it will be me.
I'll stay up all night.
That's so dumb.
Oh.
You were supposed to stay up all night a few weekends ago, and you didn't, per the Gary Charlie Labor Day Challenge.
Well, I feel like that's Rand's course.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know.
You all just weren't in a good place.
When are we ever in a good place?
You have your moments. You didn't have to take her shopping today, so.
Listen, I was sitting here. Harlan took a nap. I'm sitting here, and they'd been gone about 20 minutes, and all of a sudden the door flies open, and Charlie comes in. I was like, well, nothing good came of this.
I just got so frustrated. Turns out, rookie mistake. I should have taken her to eat first.
You're a woman. You should know that.
I don't know what me being a woman has to do with it.
That makes everything better.
I hope you know for all these years I've learned to feed you first before we take a places.
Really?
100%.
Who
yes.
is the feeder of the two of us?
The feeder? I don't even know what a feeder
is. That sounds like a weird obsession term. <It does.
laughs> So my goal, first off, we got by easy because
she's wearing one of your dresses.
Yeah, we'll talk about what she's
for now. We still got three more of these things after this.
So, Charlie's going to something called a cotillion on Friday night. We'll
like a debutante ball.
Oh my god! But the dress is casual and
like who comes up with this shit?
I don't know. We didn't do this stuff. Like I don't even know. I think it's like a Southern thing, but
well, I mean, we're just as Southern as. I or more so than.
I don't know. I don't know what the origin of cotillion is, but I had never heard of it until I started teaching in Montgomery County. And kids were like leaving school early. I'm like, where's everybody going? And they're like, it's cotillion. I'm like, what is
that? So it's not affiliated with the school whatsoever?
No. Uh-uh. It's a, I don't even know who, like we paid money to some random woman in Lexington.
Is that for the venue?
I think so. To rent the venues mm-hmm. for the entire year. According to the dictionary, it's a 18th century French dance based on a conjure danse. I don't know what that means.
Conjure, bonjour, but oui, oui.
The U.S. definition is a formal ball in which debutantes are presented. Oh, we're presenting our debutante.
Is this some kind of ritualistic sacrifice?
It probably is. It's supposed to teach respectful manners to young people so they can go out in society and thrive. Well, today's bout in society was an epic fail. It wasn't too bad. The theme is autumn harvest, and it's a casual dance. So we found a dress in my closet that I could no longer wear, and I was like, hey, try that on. So I got by without having to take her dress shopping. So all we needed were shoes. That's it.
Therein lies the problem.
Of shoes. So we were suggesting different shoes. It's fall, autumn. It's going to be like 50-something degrees at night. I was like, let's wear boots or booties. She wants to wear like some platform drag show Jesus sandals. And I was like, no. Number one, I'm not getting the phone call that you've sprained your ankle. You've
broken ankle.
Number two, like, stick to the theme.
Do you think she'll dance?
I don't know. Maybe.
Think she'll dance with a boy?
I don't know. That's so cute. She told me that someone at school told her.
Okay, you can tell me in private now who her crush is.
I'm not telling the crush on the podcast. Absolutely not. I'm not breaking that confidence. So she told me that a friend at school said, don't worry, you can just go hide in the bathroom all night if you don't dance with anybody. It's like, solid move. Solid move.
She could hide in the bathroom here.
Right, for less money and...
and be out of our hair.
Right. So yeah, she's doing this. We found some shoes finally after multiple conversations with multiple people. So the other thing is, I should have known that the suggestion for wearing boots didn't need to come from me. So I consulted others. I'm like, everybody else is wearing boots, dude. Or like closed-toe shoes. It was a stupid thing to fight over. But I just didn't like her attitude in JCPenney, so I walked out.
And all this comes directly after a week of sex education.
It's a good, you know.
Listening to my teachers, daughter talk about sex education is maybe the funniest shit ever.
It was hilarious. Solid move looking back on the teachers, like before the cotillion, throw some little sex ed in there. It was actually like just reproduction in general, not just.
You know how that happens, though, right?
Right. But not just. It was from a biological standpoint. They weren't doing like postponing sexual involvement class or whatever it is we used that shit. Right, but
they were learning about how you fertilize and.
Right. So.
She said we watched a video of.
No, not we. The teacher said. They were asking questions and teachers like, Google it. So our daughter went straight to the YouTubes.
And watched praying mantises.
No, cockroaches.
Oh, I thought it was praying mantises.
No, you don't listen. You're such a bad listener. And exactly. And seahorses. Then she got to kangaroos. It was like, nope, and closed her Chromebook.
I feel like there's so many good monkey videos out there.
Oh, I'm so glad she didn't find them. She is just in and of herself funny. God, she's really funny sometimes. Like today, there were moments that she was hilarious while we were going shopping. And
her timing's bad, though.
No. To you, it is just because you generally don't want to talk to anybody ever, so.
I talk to you at least once a week that's documented.
That's it. So. She just would get in the car every day and be like, "Welp, let me tell you about science class today." And I was dying because I've come to learn or accept that Charlie loves an audience. Like, whether she knows it or not, once she gets that eye contact from people, it's like, and we're off.
Where she gets that from?
No clue. She gets that from Gare. But, like, she was learning little factoids and repeating them all day long. So God love her teacher. I bought her teacher a little treat just because you have got to be a brave soul.
I could do it with a straight face.
I would totally blow it. Like I would be ridiculous and laugh at all the jokes and they would say, you know, instead of organism, they would say this happened to a teacher friend of mine instead of organism. She accidentally said orgasm in a bunch of front. You just don't redeem yourself at all. So the kids were just off the chain all week. So she's prepared for a little co-ed dance party.
I felt like we prepared her well with the American Girl doll book.
She didn't need sex ed class. She didn't need biology.
Well, how old was she when we got her then?
Right before Harlan. So like 2016.
So she was 8.
I think so.
Oh, learning about her changing body.
There's two books.
Right.
So Who decided, and look, this is like a big book. You know, most girls have some like experience or knowledge in her generation
of
this American Girl doll, Me, My Body book.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, it's popular. So
when you said this is a big book, I was like, I don't think it's that big.
Oh, so like I have students who are like, oh my God, the My Body book. Like traumatized by it. But who decided American Girl doll was going to be the like authoritative voice on girls and their bodies? Like it's so such a weird.
What are some alternatives to American Girl doll?
I have
Barbie.
Barbie would be a bad choice. Cabbage Patch Kids.
Marge Simpson.
That's not even in their generation. They're not even close. iCarly. Sam, I would read an iCarly and Sam My Body book. It would be funny.
I don't know.
Wonder Pets. I don't know.
The little duck, speech impediment.
Love that duck.
Harlan wasn't into Wonder Pets.
Phone is winging. I don't. It's just weird. It was American Girl doll. Like that's like we had to go with like some. Company had to bring the book in, like that was going to be the
well. If you think about it,
into it,
and for full transparency, I am almost 41.
Really?
Yeah, 2 weeks, and I still have the maturity of a 13-year-old.
Solid.
But at that time in your life, if you think about it. You've got some major biological, psychological changes going on.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you're not listening to anybody. Like somebody trying That's to tell true. You, but like explain what's going on. You're like, nah.
Yeah. It's like, really funny that we even try to teach it. Cause I think like the entire time we're just laughing and giggling at, you know, an adult saying like the word sex in front of you or something or
yeah.
boobies. And like you just lose your mind.
Well, so for me, my transition from 7th to 8th grade, like I peaked. I didn't get any taller.
Oh.
I'm emotionally peaked as well. You know what I mean though? Like most of my puberty was just about over.
You had such a deep voice in 7th grade.
Not in 7th grade.
6th grade?
8th grade.
I feel like it was 7th.
No. Listen. You want to pull back? You want to go back to the In the Know videos?
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have Connie bring them up.
All right.
The going from my 7th grade to my 8th grade year. And I like stretched out, so I was awkwardly thin.
I was never awkwardly thin in my life.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that is so not a thing for me.
Don't worry. Everything else caught up later. But yeah, that's, I don't know. Just so weird.
What?
Just.
Us having a 13-year-old.
Like, I don't feel like I'm too far removed from all that.
That's a good old age.
And like, but like, our 8th grade dances were in the cafeteria.
We didn't have a cotillion. I think they still do at the school those types of dances, but they are not well received. Like, kids don't go to them. I think she went to one middle school dance. And she was
like, a Halloween dance.
Yeah, she was like, come get, like, and there was a big deal about, like, make sure there were friends there. But I felt like today would have been more successful.
I think she went because there was pizza. Remember? Like,
shut up. That's not true.
I mean, I feel like that was.
I don't feel like that's true.
That was in 6th grade. Obviously, it wasn't last year.
Yeah.
But, like, we're in the true story. Before an 8th grade dance, I went with Matt Butler.
Oh, my gosh.
Matt, if you're listening, I hope you're doing well.
Hey, Matt.
And we went to, do you remember that little Super America that where the parking lot of the hospital is at now?
Yep.
And
oh,
bought,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I bought some chewing tobacco in 8th grade. And they didn't ask nothing. They just sold it to me.
How the hell did you get by with that in 8th grade?
I looked I don't know.
You sure as hell did not look like you're 16 then.
18.
18.
I mean, was there rules?
Was it the one that eventually got a Taco Bell? Or are you?
No.
Are you across the street?
No,
from that.
It's like right on. It would have been right on the other side of
McDonald's. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. I see.
It was like a little, very little place.
Oh yeah, it just had a tiny.
Yep.
God, that's a memory.
Yep. And so, and I remember, I was like, all right. Got me a big chaw in.
What kind did you buy? What brand?
The only brand I knew.
Red Man.
Red Horse.
Red Horse.
That's what my grandfather chewed.
Okay. And did you puke?
I didn't puke, but I kept it in for like 2 minutes, and I was like, oh man, this burns. This ain't.
Did Matt chew with you?
Oh yeah.
Was he more pro experienced? Like whose decision was it? Like, let's go do this.
I think it was a joint decision.
Gotcha.
It hadn't been early. Like, it's funny how your social circle changes depending on what time of the year it was, especially during school.
This was, or I'm going to go with this was football.
It was football season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get that.
On two occasions, I have two specific Matt Butler memories other than his streaking appearance during high school football.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to there. Okay. And then we went to downtown BP once, and I got a, what was the Jolt Cola?
Oh.
Big time.
Rebel.
I wasn't a rebel, but I, you know.
You were going to get so hype.
But people were always like, oh, I'm drinking out late, I'm wild. You know, I'm like, crazy. And looking back, maybe I should have realized that I don't know. I've always had like a high tolerance for caffeine.
We would always do it at speech tournaments, like get Jolt Colas and LH and thought we were just like crazy, crazy wild.
Like, you know, people talk about they have to have their cup of coffee or whatever. Maybe. Like, maybe I'm so pumped full of caffeine all the time, but coffee doesn't do anything.
It doesn't. Like, I don't need coffee in the morning. I like it. I just like to drink something. Also, I don't eat breakfast. So.
But then again, a lot of people that are big coffee drinkers, they don't really drink pop or anything.
That's true.
Like people in my office drink coffee in the morning, water the rest of the day. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
You'll drink pop.
Yeah. But I need to quit. I need to quit a lot of shit.
Same.
Like, I don't know. I need to go to the doctor.
Are you nervous?
I'm never really nervous, but I always go back to this. It was right this, I mean, this has been 10 more. Fuck, I can't remember. I feel bad for not remembering. Been a while. My friend Eddie Ray died of a heart attack on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, I need to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, and I remember the doctor like looking at me and kind of awe. He's like, listen. Everything's perfect. He's like, but if you don't change, it won't be. And that always stuck with me because I went back every year almost religiously, almost every Monday after the Super Bowl, like for 2 or 3 years it hit because I would just schedule an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And every year he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I outlasted him. His partner died and they went out of business. So. But then I was like, oh, shit, and I started having blood pressure issues.
Yes. Do you remember passing out one morning?
I remember getting up quick. I don't know if I passed out.
No, you totally passed out. You got up really fast, and you were also, like, yelling at the same time. And then you went
that
down.
That doesn't sound like me 100%. At all.
And then you just went down, and I was like,
he died.
Thank God you hit the couch like when you went down. Cause I don't know. Like it was like so hard. It was such a hard fall. But I was like, something's wrong. And I think that did you eventually go to the doctor after that?
Yeah.
And that's when we found out you had blood pressure issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but somebody the other day said, you know, hypertension is the silent killer.
Yeah.
Like, no. I ain't quite as young as I used to be. I've done probably done a lot of good damage to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cool. Just why you got, how well, I'm fat and I don't eat good. You can't be like, oh, I did coke my whole life. I had a stint where I was on meth for a while. Like, they don't have any cool, I have like,
no cool stories.
Yeah. It's like, oh, fat ass. But even this year,
snacks and
like we
laying around.
I mean, you and I both know exactly how to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We know the blueprint. We know scientifically what works. I could sit and preach about calories in, calories out, exercise, blah, 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 you know, like an after school special.
I'm the smartest fat ass there is when it comes to health.
But prime example, I'm at the gym today, and my buddy Jim's there. Jim is 57.
Mm-hmm.
He's ripped. Like, he doesn't look it, but, you know, he's a smaller guy. But, of course, I see him coming out of the sauna with no shirt on, and he is ripped. I'm like, damn, son. And he was talking to me about, like, say he's 57, I'm going to be 58, and that he had, he's not been going to the gym a long time. Like, it was, you know, he had a sordid past.
Mm-hmm.
But he was never fat or anything. And so we're having a general conversation. He's a talker, and I always tell you about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, man, I was like, man, I feel like I've lost 200. I've gained and lost like 200 pounds. He's like, man, I feel like I've watching you do that. And because he's brutally honest.
Right.
Good. I was like, yeah. He's like, I feel like you're somewhere in the middle right now. I was like, I'm somewhere in the middle. I was like, I've had a great loss earlier in the year. Then I kind of crept up. Now it's kind of going back down. And that made me think, like, damn, like, why can't I just be consistent?
I don't know. I mean, I'm
so fucking impulsive when it comes to food.
Yeah, same. What is it? What is?
It's the fucking taste.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
But you have to be doing that for. I think there has to be a connection to that, like some dopamine hit for you.
I'm sure.
That's the same for
me.
My
drug.
I mean, I'm 1,000,000% emotional in my eating. And
also, like, when you're losing and you see, like, you're making strides and, like.
But I genuinely love healthy food. I do. I like it. I don't hate it.
That makes one of us.
And, like, I saw salads today. I was like, I have to have those ingredients. That looks amazing. And I will eat it and be fine.
We have so much frozen vegetables.
You guys. By so much, we have like
seven bags.
Babe, 4 bags of frozen vegetables, and you're freaking. We have probably 3 boxes of waffles down there, and you don't say shit about that.
I mean, first of all, we don't eat waffles.
How many cans of fucking whipped cream do we have in there?
Not enough. And also, you bought one today. You know, my ass.
Number one, it was really on sale, and it's a zero sugar, and I wanted to try it. It has no carbs, no nothing in it. Don't start with me. It's mine. Nobody else can use it. I'll take it to school with me.
Listen, if Kroger sold a bag of dog shit 50% off, you'd buy it.
Mm-mm. No. I just have a really good coupon.
But you and I both restarted.
Time number 452, I think. Which today I'm accurate. Like, I've been half-ass on it today. I'm like, did really good for breakfast. Was going to go work out. Didn't.
See, this is the witching hour.
For you?
We get done here.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll fall asleep, and I'll be like, you know what sounds good? This whole bag of fucking pretzels.
The other night, I walked up here after we podcast and ate a macaroni and cheese linguine in bed and fell asleep. What is wrong with me?
Linguine.
I was like, it's just a little snack. I was just a little hungry. I was like, it's a linguine. Get off me. And you were like, you're really going to eat that? I'm like,
hell yeah, I am.
Yes.
You're a little tipsy too.
I was not.
You were too.
Don't know who you're talking about. Does not sound like me. So that's just so trashy. Like, I hate my, and I get so shameful that I do that. Because I know better, and I hate the way my body feels and looks, and that should not be the reason.
If I could catch a good eating disorder.
I think I borderline flirted with one my freshman year in college. I did some very sus things mentally when it came to food and exercise.
Listen, I love
but exercise. But I lost a lot of weight. And you know what happened? People complimented me. And I was like, well, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. So I kept going with it. Do you remember that I used to take my own baked chips places with me if we were going to a cookout or something? Do you remember this?
No, but it sounds about right.
Yeah, like if we were doing so, I would take my own healthier options.
And but here's the thing. And all of this knowledge that I've acquired over the years, like you got to do that. Like that's, you have to worry about you, not what everybody else is doing. Me, oh, there's birthday cake. Shit, my birthday.
And I've turned into that. And I used to not, like, I used to not be that person. I used to go to all kinds of things and turn and not do cake or turn away all sorts of foods. But now it's like, but it's a really good cake. Why not? Live a little.
How do you feel about laxatives? I've never had any luck.
I've never used them.
Like the night before my colonoscopy, you know, take a handful of stool softeners, drink two bottles of Merit Lax, and I've sat there and waited for like 6 hours. Like, oh, this ain't, I'm going to go in tomorrow and they're not going to. Spoiler alert. I was cleaned out and I have pictures.
Oh my God.
I would love to share with you.
Yeah, just
if you ever meet me, there's a good chance it's going to happen anyway.
100%. Give him 5 minutes, and he will show you his butthole. So,
clinically, not any other. It's a clinical shot from a doctor.
I'm so proud of you, babe. Makes me so proud.
Well,
yeah, I don't. I mean, and in my head, I know. I will get on this thing and be like, you've got to cut sugar out. Well, the minute I do that, I'm like, but I just want...
just one little sneaky snack.
The little fall... like, what I yell out to you today, I'll be damned. What is Dairy Queen going to do? Reese's Pieces Blizzards. It's my favorite candy. But, like, I have to get rid of that mindset of all or nothing, I think. I think that's what it is with me. Because
I always have this, like, one last go.
Yeah.
Like, I feel Courtney, like I'm in the mood that I'm like, one last
Courtney,
time.
Courtney calls it going out of business. And so that's like, she's got to do her one last going out of business meal. And, but I'm more like that company that's been going out of business for multiple months. And you're like, I thought they went out of business. And they're like, nope. Now everything is 75% off and I'm still going out of business.
Hanging on by a thread.
Just one. So,
but I feel shame too that we had like our children have no fucking idea to eat right.
Mm-mm. Nobody taught me to eat right, and there's a lot of questionable.
Well, first of all, we've given them way too many choices. Like, I never had the choice.
That's true. But also, Charlie legitimately would vomit if you gave her a carrot.
she wouldn't. If that's all she had, if she was starving, that'd be the best tasting carrot she ever had.
I guess so. We're finally getting into apples, but I bought Cinnamon Toast Crunch powder.
Like, first of all, the shit that comes out now.
There's Cinnamon Toast Crunch seasoning.
But that's not, is that one, is that a go-to cereal for you?
Me?
Never a fan. Nope. It is my favorite cereal season, though.
It is. Boo Berries.
Oh, my God, no.
Franken.
No.
Count Chocula.
There you go.
That's what I meant. I don't know. I just made shit up. No, I don't know. Like, I know, literally had a dream last night. And in this dream.
It was all a dream.
Kim, who was a faster, she did faster weight of fat loss. And I know all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she is like, hey, pro tip, you really got to hit the protein really hard and focus on your protein in this dream. And I'm like, hey, wake up call there, fatty. You're dreaming about healthy food advice. Get it together.
I don't know that I've ever had like.
I have really weird, very specific. My dreams this past week have been insane. And I've been super restless. I don't think I'm.
It. In general, we thrive in routine and consistency.
Yeah.
And it has been anything but that. Harlan's sick.
Since
he got a COVID test. Let me tell you, if I had it, was it looked like a street fight. I feel so bad for the doctor because my dumbass, first of all, at no point did we go into the pediatrician. They came to us in the car.
Right. Which is hard.
I had him in the front seat. He wasn't in his car seat, so he was willy-nilly in the front seat, you know, just chilling. Free. Like, I didn't think much about it until they swapped his nose. And listen.
How did that go? Did you have to hold him down?
I held his upper body, but he was kicking the shit out of her.
Oh, no. Was she, like, door open? What do they do?
So for the COVID test, they went through the window. But when the doctor came, they opened the door.
I feel like the best option.
And as soon as they pulled out the thing to look in his ears.
He hates that thing.
And she said, man, he was just, he wasn't having it.
I think the best option there would have been to be outside the car and you putting him in a, or you have him in your lap doing like a restraint hold.
Listen. So, and then his daycare show. It's just always, it's just.
Literally, I text Gary.
Festival of tragedy around this fucking place.
I text Gary.
Abby's getting a root canal in a couple days.
On Tuesday. And I'm like, hey, life is going to be back to normal on Wednesday. He is feeling good. We've been fever free. He wants to play. He's not 100%, but we can make it through daycare a few days. He's on the mend. And 15 minutes later. Daycare calls.
This is a call from Montgomery County Schools. Fuck all y'all. There's no daycare.
And, you know, it's just, it's hard because everybody is short staffed. And so I showed no, like, I was like, she was like, I am so sorry. I'm like, we get it. It's fine. We'll figure it out. In the meantime, I'm freaking out because I'm like, how do we figure this out? Because I've already missed a day of school because of my teeth being crap. I'm going to miss another day for a root canal. And then I had to miss I've missed one day a week. That's I've missed 2 days of school already. That's just not me. And I have to miss one on Monday for a root canal. I just don't miss. So.
Well, maybe you should because I miss a lot.
It's hard. It is. It's mentally hard because the preparation I have to do to miss a day, like I've been going in at, the kids, I wrote essay instead of, I've been calling something a partial essay, and I wrote essay instead of paragraph. I woke up the day that we had kept Harlan. I was in school writing on the board. I would write the instructions on the board. I type them out. So there's no question as to what to do. My phone is blowing up with remind texts of kids going, what essay? You mean the paragraph from the day before? I'm like, yes, leave me alone. So I'm like, guys, it was 4:30 in the morning when I sent that. My bad. when I wrote that on the board. Give me a break. So I hate missing. I stayed after school Friday to get subplans ready for Monday. And that's just like, hey, you're watching. Three of the classes are watching The End of the Crucible. Like they're watching a movie. But just to get that ready.
Such a great movie.
It is really good. No, it is. Have you seen it?
No.
Watch it. We've got it on Prime. We're gonna watch it. My kids love it every year. Like they are so into it. They're like, can we just get to the end? I have a kid who walks it every day. He was like, is anyone gonna get a hang today? I'm like, not today, man. But he does threaten to pull somebody's guts up through their mouth. He's like, all right, I can dig that. I was like, it is good. Like, it is such. It's a really good text.
Listen, I don't know about all this reading and stuff. Also, like, I kind of breezed through the first 3 weeks of school, and now I'm like, oh, wait, that's...
You got to do work now.
It's not the work that bothers. It's like, it's a little more in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Honeymoon is over.
No, but I realize... So, Harlan was sick. I stayed home with him.
Monday.
I have assignments due on Monday night. And so while he was napping, I was trying to like cram it all in. And so like I really rushed through it all, kind of just taking notes, just whatever, and then I bombed my test.
You got like a 70. That's not a bomb.
I mean, but I should have got an A. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I know how to, like, you know, I've still got all A's because your boy's a scholar.
I just want to note that I go through my entire undergrad and 99.9% of my grad getting all A's. I don't think I've mentioned it a fraction of the amount that you have mentioned your grades and your academic status. And we're 3 weeks into your academic career.
Scholar.
I think my favorite characteristic of you is how humble you are.
I know, right? I'm not too judgy.
Yeah, no.
I'm not too...
You know who's judgmental as shit? Charlie Thomas. I can't take her anywhere, anywhere without her running that mouth about somebody. Well, that's a Karen. I can't believe she's got a Karen haircut. Oh, this bracelet says blessed. Might as well say hashtag boss babe. I'm like, Charlie, quit being so judgy. Look at this jewelry. Ooh, this is
boss babe. So you were brushing Charlie's hair last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You guys know we love good cult talk.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So.
Trigger warning. If you're involved in a multi-level marketing, I'm probably going to shit on you right now. So just turn. We can still be friends. I ain't judging you. But
no, you are. You're judgmental.
No. Hate the play. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I don't know what that means.
Don't hate the person. Hate the institution. Gotcha. But I'm
love,
not shit
love
all
the
over.
Person, hate the sin.
No, I mean, it's sinner and sin.
Whatever. I hate the saying regardless.
Love the chocolate, hate the pie. See where my head's
at. Oh, I love chocolate pie. So we have been Charlie's hair, you all.
First of all, I'm sorry, you're going with that first.
What do you want to talk? You have interrupted me all night long, so keep going.
I'm not. I've muted myself 1,000 times so I could eat ice.
That's, I mean.
I'll let you talk.
You have powered through our.
All right, you set the stage. I'm going to eat some ice.
Okay. So I finally wrangled Charlie down to, they surely didn't hear that, babe, brush her hair. And I will say this to anybody. I've said this a lot. God played a horrible joke on me by giving me a daughter with super curly hair. It like requires multiple.
Do you think if I grew my hair out, it would look like that?
I don't think so. I don't know where she, like, I do have some.
Does her real father have curly hair? Matt Stokes, yes, don't have curly hair.
Anyway. So there are times that it gets too hard for her to handle and I have to come in with the brushes and all the supplies and we have to sit and do a very serious detangle and we have to distract ourselves during it because I get a little stabby feeling and super stressed because I don't understand how it gets that way. She's in pain because it really hurts. So I give her my phone to watch TikTok and... From TikTok, I have learned that they're, like, I follow, randomly got on this thing because I watch so much cult crap. I'm sure my algorithm is set up that anything that has to do with a cult, it flags me in it. And on Amazon Prime, there is a documentary called Lula Rich. And a woman on TikTok has been promoting it that basically the whole... multi-level marketing company LuLaRoe that was a huge,
which I confused with Lululemon,
which
seems to be legit.
It's a brand, a store, it's, yeah, a store. Micah confused LuLaRoe today because she was could not understand the entire text thread that we sent today with the group. She was like, I don't get what Rob sent, and I'm like, it's from LuLaRoe. She was like, what's that? Is that thing that's like bright colors? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you know, like agendas. I was like, no, leggings. After several questions, we determined she meant Lily Pulitzer.
Okay.
She's, yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Anyway.
So I'm asleep. Me and Harlan.
Yes. It's like 8:30 and he's asleep. But
hey, sleep's important. It's foundation of life. I was also up early this morning too with our son.
As was I. I don't understand your Are you kidding me right now? He wallered on me for hours. Anyway, so Lula Rich is a documentary, and one of the taglines...
And the founders are in it too, right?
Yeah. Which, oh, it is beautiful because they're like, we welcome this opportunity. Well, the best part about the documentary, other than just how screwed up it is, the entire business... is that in this documentary, they have set it up to where they are doing this. They will cut to footage with them interviewing the husband and wife company owners. And then they will cut to different...
Are there Mormons?
Yes, that will come into play. They will cut to pieces of their deposition where they're like contradicting themselves from this thing. And it's just, it's hilarious. It's funny in a really ironic way. So LuLaRoe, and I don't know exactly the year it gets started, but I mean, I have a LuLaRoe dress.
Do you really?
Yeah, I have a leggings.
Who'd you buy it off of?
a teacher friend was selling it at one point, and I bought it right after I had Harlan, and I knew that I needed like comfy clothes to wear.
They're like, hey. $5,000, you can be in this
thing. No.
Hashtag boss babe.
Hashtag boss babe.
Hashtag
girl boss.
Thanks, LuLaRoe.
So it started, it's really cool. Like its origin sounds really cool. Like the way that this woman got started, she was making, it started out with just maxi skirts. Do you know what a maxi skirt is?
You told me, but yeah.
What is it?
It's like a little tube. That's how you explain
it. It's like a long dress, but it's probably one of the most simplest things to make because there's no shape to it, right? So she was making maxi dresses for her daughters. People were liking them. Because
they've got 27 kids, right?
Yes. They even gloss over the fact that two of their kids are married to each other. They are not blood related, and at no point lived in the same house, but they had an adopted child. So their daughter married their son still. Like on paper,
I hear that's big in the porno industry now, but well, go ahead.
I don't even know what you mean by that. That's disgusting. Why would you even say that? So they,
you don't keep up on porno trends.
Nope. Sure don't. I will gladly confirm that. So they get started by her making these skirts and just kind of doing these very informal, like people are like, oh, I really want one. Well, she has no standard for like what fabric she's going to get. And so that is like a component of LuLaRoe is that you will get a unique print because it's just whatever you get. Right. And, she talks about the first time she sold all of her skirts to somebody out of the back of her car for them to go and sell. So that hits her like, that's it. That's our business model.
How'd they get the leggings out of that?
It just became leggings, dresses.
Also, shirts. It wasn't just leggings.
Right, right. Oh, it's shirts, and they all have, like, weird names, and it's the exact same. So there's just a handful of styles you can buy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they all come in different patterns. So that becomes, like, the big trend in the LuLaRoe is, like, when you go in on board to sell this shit, which is $5,000 to $10,000, they were actually telling people to sell their breast milk to try to make money to get into this company. Like, don't go into debt, but there's things you can do to make money to get into this. And people were waiting like weeks to get the phone call, like 8 weeks, 9 weeks to get the phone call from them to say that we will onboard you, you're in. And so they were just waiting. And it turned into like 100 to 300 resellers to thousands. After one of their very first big conferences, they had Mario Lopez come in and like very strategically targeted, like, and they'll say it like, stay-at-home moms were an underused resource.
Well, that's the backbone of Avon, of all this
trying to sell the
makeup shit. Like, that's the
trying to sell the fact that like you can do it, you can be a stay-at-home mom, you can have a stay-at-home life, raise your kids and a side hustle to, you know, to help your family financially. But the really sick thing, oh, so after they had Mario Lopez on, like that, they had it over at a conference and people were like, you know, putting pictures out on the internet of them at this conference with him. Like 11,000 people were in the queue on Monday trying to sign up to be reseller. It was just nuts.
Damn. AC Slater fucking selling leggings.
Like at the, so by the next time they do it, it's Katy Perry for millions of dollars showing up to sing at one of their events. So yeah. it's just gobs of money. Well, it's the component to this is all like there are people spending like $70,000 getting product, but they think they're doing okay because they were making, you know, 60,000 in bonuses for getting people under them. So in their head, like they thought, oh, look at all these bonuses I get. But like, oh, by the way, I'm sitting on.
But I'm not selling anything.
Well, they were at first they were selling it. So it looks like it all kind of like then the market's super saturated, right? Like,
well, that's the downfall of all that.
Yeah.
Like it's so culty.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole, and like I said, if you found success in some of this, and we know some people that have,
yeah,
good for you. But the common denominator is you're probably not. Like if you can make if you have but a low investment, you can make a few hundred bucks a month or whatever.
Right.
Cool. But it's so like when you get a friend request from somebody that you haven't seen in forever, what's the first thing that pops in your mind?
So I go to their
What's
page.
What's this motherfucker selling?
I go to their page, and their page is 90% of the time, if they're selling something, their page is 90% of the time public, or at least public enough
mm-hmm.
that if I see any product in the title, I will not friend you. I will not. But just because I am super passive, it is nothing against you. We have no dollars, friends. We're not buying anything. Like if there's something, there is a friend of mine sells the skin products, and I really do like the skin products. They're just expensive, so I can only afford them at like Christmas and my birthday.
Well, that's the thing
that
when
I
you
like
get,
them.
When you like the products can be fine,
right?
But it's always if I can't buy it in a store, this like direct to consumer thing, like usually is a flash in the pan.
So yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So we watched the documentary about Nexium, right?
Yeah,
and Keith Raniere is the guy. He's doing a long time in prison. Like it was some make you feel good type cult. Not really religious, but it was like personal development type stuff. Mm-hmm. He got into that after a failed multi-level marketing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did it was really cool because they did a little backtrack on Amway.
Amway.
They explained Amway. Amway's not the first one. There's one before Amway that they talked about.
Like there was one when I started early in my career that a lot of guys were getting into that just went nowhere.
Right. So, but anyway, with like LuLaRoe, some of the crazy stuff is they're getting into this and people are seeing success at first and they are, you know, well, so then it gets to like they are dictating, like this one couple, Gary, she was an extreme couponer. She had multiple kids,
mm-hmm.
lives in Utah. She and her husband had been on like a few TLC shows because she's an extreme couponer. And so she had a Facebook group for that, like teaching people her couponing. And she had a blog, My Litter or something like that.
So I bet she made bank.
So when she goes into the LuLaRoe early on, they bought a lot of product. They brought like the biggest onboarding thing you could buy. They post a picture of them like sitting on the boxes. She sends her husband. They had done a few Facebook lives for their blog.
Right.
So they've got a following. They got a group.
Yeah. Kind of like us.
Yeah. He pops on Facebook the night that their inventory comes in just to be like, hey, everything's here. Like she's like, just get on there and unbox a few things. People are like, I want that now. So that night, he's no clue what he's doing. He's just like, all right, because there's this blue shirt, and who wants it? It's a medium, and people are buying it. He sold out of inventory that night. It came in, and that's how like hot it went. But the second,
and that's just it's like when you got a hot hand in the dice game, yeah. Baby. You got to walk
so
away.
So the next month, they sold like $100,000, $120,000 in inventory the next month on just LuLaRoe stuff. So they're doing a really good job. Well, they are a team. It's really his wife's business. It's her business. And after a year or so of doing this, several months of doing this, she's seriously getting the message that the company is really only so, like, they only reference him, his wife. And so they, the misogyny of this company, and they start sending out messages of like, you do this so you can retire your husband early, and giving like,
I co-sign this
real weird, giving tips on like how if you're having trouble in your marriage, or, you know, don't
sell more.
Right. But at the same time, they were promoting this book that was like how to feed and please your husband or some shit.
Hold
like,
on. I have the title of the book.
It's, just ridiculous. This woman who was one of the early LuLaRoe people, she was like third in.
The book is The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands by Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
The third girl in on LuLaRoe.
All it says is more than 1 million copies in print.
Oh, I'm sure. So the third girl in was like, yeah, that shit's not for me. It was great. Like, she was like, they kept saying this stuff about, because it was her company. You know, it was her business and stuff. So it gets, at this point, Charlie is invested. Like, she is super in. She's, you know, Gary Thomasing this at this point. I'm starting to fall asleep because I'm a little tuckered out from the hairbrushing. And, she wakes up this morning and was telling me more. Like, I missed an entire, like, episode and a half of it. So, it's a good watch. But she was like, yeah. And then they started promoting this weight loss and going down to Mexico and getting this stomach surgery. And I was like,
what? Yes, I saw something about that on Facebook.
That's
about, like, going and getting, like, gastric bypass in Mexico.
The owner of the company was going and telling people to do that. Like, it was insane. One of my favorite moments in it is she says, they're like, tell us about your bonus. And her husband starts to talk. She's like, no, you're gonna be all numbers. Let me tell you the story and the feeling behind the bonuses. And like, she was like, I just wanted help. I just couldn't do it all by myself. So I wanted people to reach out to others and we could share this story together. Basically, she's telling how she gave bonuses. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, and how she came up with this. So then they cut to the deposition. And they're like, so were you involved in the creation of the bonus system? Not at all. It was like, you just said you were.
If you go to bustle.com, there's a huge article about, it's comparing, and it just came out today. It's comparing LuLaRoe to a bunch of other cults and why, yes. How psychologically it is a cult.
So I think this is where we're going with that story. The woman, they loved for you to take, so you do the social media presence, because LuLaRoe hits at a really smart time when Facebook Live is getting hit. And that is how people are pushing product better than these little pop-ups, right? Yeah. So anytime you post something, a regular picture, like, got up and made breakfast with my family.
Thank you, LuLaRoe.
Or I get to do this because of LuLaRoe. So the one woman who and her husband who had sold all that LuLaRoe and were doing amazing, they just took a family photo outside their house, like, for a holiday, nothing big. And people were complimenting their house. And she was like, thank you. And then the woman, the main owner of the company, is like calling her in pissed because at no point did she thank LuLaRoe for her home. She's like, well, that wasn't necessarily you.
So from Mark Stidham, he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're not in the clothing business. We're in the people business.
Yeah.
He says that early in the documentary.
Yes, he says,
if you're happy and confident, you can sell anything. And what he left out was cult memberships included.
Yep. So he...
When I start my cult, I'm really not looking to deprive anybody other than just money.
Gotcha.
I want them to feel good.
Are you just going to come out open? Like, if you're open with that in the beginning, is it even really a cult?
It's like the panhandlers that are just honest about what they're going to do with the money.
Gotcha. He went into this whole story of how his dad loses his job. And he came from an entrepreneurial family, he says, and his dad loses his job and they were falling on hard times and somebody suggested, like, you can go work in the mines and da da da. He was like, the only thing worse than being broke is knowing I'm only going to make $420 a week for the rest of my life. And I'm like, I don't, that doesn't check out, but okay. So like the whole mindset is like being an entrepreneur, you can always set your own ceiling. The sky is the limit there. But
yeah, listen, like I said, the whole existence of these companies, just, I'm super gullible, but I'm not that stupid.
Okay.
Like if they said, here, buy this and try it, I'm more likely to do that than be like, hey, invest in this and sell it. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
I really did like the Thrive when I took it.
Listen,
I didn't dislike it. I really liked the pills that I took because they really did make me sleep and they kept me,
yeah,
like my stomach chilled and stuff. But
here's some facts.
I just can't.
Almost 99% of multi-level marketers will never make a dime. And the reason behind that is because it's all about recruiting.
Mm-hmm. And that was.
So the people who get in early at the top of the pyramid will profit at the expense of the people underneath mm-hmm. them. And you will have super sellers that will make a profit and will be like the glorified mouthpiece of these places. Yeah. But it's almost the same as a pyramid scheme.
So what I don't understand and where I kind of lost, because they are getting sued, because some of their product just got bad, like the print.
I saw stuff like holes in it. And yeah, like it
was what just, I found super interesting was the graphic design artist who thought, man, this is like I'm getting paid to, you know, design art and it, you know, be out there. And this one girl was like, they were asking them to come up with 100 designs a day. 100, like that is just.
Now, is this company still in existence? Like, can I go buy it right now?
I do know someone still active. Like, I do have a friend, the person that I bought from, I do know someone still active. The look is
probably because they got so much inventory. They're
not sure,
trying to get rid of.
But I mean, she's in it enough that she still has some. Like the look has changed a little. Like there's different. It's not just leggings anymore, right? There's like jeans and sweatshirts and stuff like that. So. So it's changed a little.
Listen, good business person knows if you're putting out a good product like that, it's the first thing you do.
I don't know.
Sell that shit to Walmart. Oh. If it's good enough for Shaquille O'Neal, it's good enough for anybody. He's mega rich.
True. So he, which I do have some good Walmart clothes, not going to lie.
That's what I'm saying. Like if it's that good, somebody will buy it from you and you can wash your hands of it. It's when you
gotcha. I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Oh, you've got a really good product. Let me buy that for $500 million.
And there was a time that bet I thought, out.
Thrive, hey, you know, you've got a really good product. Let me buy your company. We're going to sell it as a GNC brand.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I really liked the leggings. They came in talls. That sold me. Like, that's all you had to say. Oh, these are tall? Okay.
Listen, I would love for somebody to explain it to us differently.
It also hit during, like, when athleisure is becoming kind of more popular, like women want to wear more like comfy clothes but that also look like, you know, you're not wearing going out to mow the lawn. So it was like look comfy but nice at the same time. It became like, I mean, that was like teacher uniform for a few years.
Yeah.
Just the dress leggings mm-hmm. look.
That's what I wear to work.
I don't wear leggings that much anymore, but I don't hate, like, underneath a dress. I don't hate it.
If you want a detailed explanation of how this works.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful opening scene of The Office where Michael's trying to sell calling cards.
Yeah.
And it's not a pyramid scheme. And Jim.
It's great. So what I don't understand is. Pyramid scheme is illegal. Multi-level marketing is not.
I think pyramid scheme is just money changing hands.
Okay.
Like a Ponzi scheme. So like Bernie Madoff, one of the best examples of a Ponzi scheme. He, you know, hey, you invest this much money with me, I'm going to get you so much return. You got to keep people invested because what you do is I take your money mm-hmm. and I give it to somebody else and say, hey, look what I got back on gotcha. Your money. When I've never invested anything, I'm just right. shuffling money and I'm taking a cut.
So one thing that really comes to light is forever as a part of this whole, like, trust us, we got your back, we're a family. you throw $5,000 down to get onboarded, you can return it, guarantee return, full refund, send us back the product, we'll give you a full refund, right? Well, when the product starts going south, it's stale, and there were holes and bad quality and bad prints, and there was one print that looks like this would be hamburgers, but it looked like vaginas all over it or something.
I saw some that had funny crotch prints.
Yeah, something
yeah, like it was not it. What should they just put it together?
Right. So people start trying to do that, and they're like, oh no. It abruptly ends. We don't do that anymore. And so that's where they start going into lawyers and stuff. I mean, one woman was just, it's sad.
What did they do with all that? That's what I'm always fascinated with.
They made a huge home office, and
it's like
she's sitting there looking real pretty in all of her clothes.
Yeah.
They jumped one girl who walked in, she loved fashion, used to work in Macy's or something like that, came in. She was wearing Chanel when she came in, and it just happened to be the day that
she wasn't wearing Lula.
And she wasn't wearing, they marched her down to the warehouse and made her change her clothes. She was the woman's that's not LuLaRoe. It's okay. Yeah, because they even got onto one of the artists, doesn't it? They're like, we love you and we support you and we're all about you, but we've noticed you've not been wearing Lula, the brand for a few days. And she was like,
but it's like,
you know, they got into copyright stuff. Like, they were stealing people's prints because they just couldn't do it anymore. They could not keep up. And one girl, and that's where I found it on TikTok, was one girl was like, so this is my art.
Right.
Here are the leggings. So all they did was change a color or something like that.
You know, I took a whole Saturday and watched Cocaine Cowboys. And what I've really learned about people, whether it be the drug trade or the scam business or whatever, is if they just quit while they're ahead, nothing would ever happen to them.
Okay.
Just quit while you're ahead. There's enough.
There is 0% of people that are in that know when they're ahead, though.
Be like, oh, I've got $700 million. You know, I'm making $1 million a day selling cocaine. Let me do this for about 7 days. I'm going to be done for a year.
Nobody does that.
Right.
Nobody
does that. That's what I'm saying. And then.
Could you do that?
I would like to think so.
No way.
Listen, I'm floating around. Never mind.
Oh, God.
I don't want to incriminate myself. Just in case I do get into the cocaine business. Stop. I'm not getting in the cocaine business.
What is wrong with you?
But if I grew up in Miami in the 80s.
Would you have been in?
Probably low level.
You have no, this.
If I was in Miami in the 80s.
You can't even tell a lie good.
That's true.
So.
I'd be like Ethan Hawke in Training Day. When he rolls up on Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
He's with Denzel Washington. He's like, hey, can I buy some cocaine? He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Cocaine. Hey, let me buy some rock. I don't know. Yeah. But all this stuff's romanticized. And then. With what you watched and anything in the drug business or in the organized crime, it really messes up people's lives.
Yeah.
It leaves a trail. There's only a few people getting out with their dignity.
Right. Right. I don't know.
The whole moral lesson.
What's that?
Quit while you're ahead.
Quit while you're okay.
If you're scamming, quit while you're ahead.
I don't think that applies.
Go on to a different scam. I think it applies for, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos, quit while you're ahead. He is quitting, though.
Not really.
Sort of. He's stepping down.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Probably be an astronaut. Something else.
Yeah. He's disgusting.
You say it just because he's rich?
I just feel like. I don't know if quit while you're ahead is my takeaway. I think do good and do no harm. So if you do have all that,
yeah, but
that cash money, do you, what the fuck do you need with that much money? What do you need? You really cannot take it with you.
You can't, but it's mine. But do,
so?
You know, like, it, like the, no, I share. Made this money.
Great, but the world would be better and the place that you live and the life that you live could be better. You don't need all that.
I ain't saying that I wouldn't help a few people out.
This is my problem. I would. Like, that's what happened. That I would not have to quit.
Luckily, my circle is so small. I could probably comfortably help out everybody.
There are times that, like, I'm like, gosh, I wish I had more money to give. Like, I would love to go buy this person something, or I'd love to go, this person needs this. And I'm like, I'm also fixing to spend half my paycheck on my mouth on Monday, but it's really not that much. It is very close to that much, but should have been a dentist.
Yeah, but your dentist was like, was it even worth it?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah. The whole student loan thing is crazy, too. I think we should just, like, we've not been paying our student loans for how long? How long has it been? A year and a half?
Yeah.
The economy's doing fine. We're fine. Let's just all cancel it.
Well.
Cut. What's going to happen? We've been fine for a year and a half. Just
cancel. Yeah, but that interest is still piling up.
For who? Who's it going toward? LuLaRoe? Like, who's getting it? Doesn't matter. I don't understand interest at all. Don't get it whatsoever. None of that stuff makes sense to me. I need a math class on that. But bottom line, in my head, we've been doing fine without paying our student loans as an economy. Some other stuff's pretty screwed up, but cancel the student loan debt. Just cancel it. Just say.
What about the people that paid it?
Sorry. I'm canceling it now.
Well, I don't think that's quite fair.
I can't complain because I didn't get it on the buy one, get one free BOGO deal from Kroger 4 months ago.
A little different.
No.
A little different. You buying your 50% off chia seeds.
Be happy that it's gone. Just be happy it's gone for other people. Again, it's not always about you.
I don't know.
What do you mean, I don't know?
I just want LuLaRoe money.
I don't even want LuLaRoe money. Like, I don't even need LuLaRoe money.
I ain't saying I need it. I said I want it.
Don't even want it.
I want it.
No.
Listen, you there know all the frivolous nothing, shit.
There is nothing good that could Joe come Rogan's from us.
Podcast studio ain't got shit on what I'd have.
For what
I'd
reason?
Be live 17 hours a day. I'd be like Alex Jones.
That's what we need is you to be live 18 hours a day. That's what the world needs. Who? Nobody cares to listen to you for 18 hours a day.
Listen, you put that much content out there, it's going to catch.
Oh, my God. No.
I'd be. So. I'd have SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably put them out of business. Yes. I don't know. It's just.
Again, it's your humble.
My humbleness, yeah.
That just how humble you are that just attracts me to you so much.
There'd be some weirdos that would follow me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm counting on. In life. Yeah,
the weirdos that follow you.
Yeah.
I'll pray for you.
Well, we've come to the end of another wonderful episode. Weekends go by too fast. I feel like it's like
once I want 3-day weeks. I want 3-day weekends.
I want 3-day weeks.
Well, so that sounds even better.
3-day work weeks. Let's be more specific.
4-day work weeks. 3 days, I need, like, here's what I need, all right?
Okay.
I need a day off.
In the middle of the week?
I could use a day off work to do work stuff, okay? Like, house cleaning, also schoolwork, like, just to, like, catch up with my life, right? Then I need a day to have fun.
Yeah. What's that look like?
Like, you know, like
skinny dipping.
Yeah. That. Why is that fun? That's not fun. It just
popped in my head. No. Okay.
What a weird thing. Like a day.
Let's run naked down Antwerp tonight.
We ain't running shit.
Let's power walk. Let's go. Well, let's. Wait, what did they say in Harlan's?
Gorgeously gallop.
We're going to gorgeously gallop down Antwerp tonight. And be three full moons out, baby.
Then I need a full, like, just rest, chill. Like, I got to have a prep day to get ready. It's awful. I hate the cycle I'm on right now, but I'm learning. I'm going to appreciate it for what it is. the season.
If you guys have had to live with her in the last 2 weeks, let me tell you.
Tell me about it.
You're a peach. Explain it.
No, tell me about it. What's wrong with how I've been?
Been a little gripey.
What have I been griping about?
Just all Name the it. Stuff that you have no control over.
Such as?
What other people do or don't do.
I don't know what you're saying. I really don't. What am I, like?
Like, who didn't put the trash bag in after they took the trash out? Instead of being grateful that somebody took the trash out.
We have a rule. You put the, whoever takes it out puts the trash in. You're still delegating chores like there. You don't even have a list up there with your daggone name on it.
That's the beauty of being.
That's not how this works.
Good leaders delegate.
I don't think that's how any of this works.
Why?
Okay. One thing that gets you really mad is when I got fussy the other day because I go and pick up the daggone antibiotic out of the fridge and no one put the lid back on it, i.e. you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm cleaning up antibiotic everywhere. Off the floor.
Sounds like a you problem. You spilled it. Should have checked.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I mean, all I'm saying.
Tell me.
I don't think I've been that gripey.
Okay.
I am frustrated.
Okay.
I just don't think I've been gripey, though.
I'll accept that. I'll accept frustration over gripey.
Oh, you're making me sad that you think I'm mean the past 2 weeks.
I didn't say mean at all.
You
We've
said,
had some funny moments.
Oh, thanks. Funny moments. Got it. Makes me sound like a really loving person.
That's not what I meant.
She's a ball of fun. We've had funny moments.
Our whole life is funny.
Funny ha-ha.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Oh, isn't that a Norm MacDonald thing? Like funny as in...
Oh, man, Norm died.
I know, but I think there was a...
And nobody knew he had cancer. Or he kept
that
it a secret for so long.
Daggone resolve, man.
But apparently he did a whole bit about living with cancer and how, like, you don't, like, lose or win the battle of cancer. It's a draw. Like, you die, but the cancer dies, too. So, it's, like, even.
Good point.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, his stand-up was very different.
Yes. But, like, here it is.
What?
Here's the quote. Death is, oh, it was death, not life. Death is a funny thing, not funny ha-ha like a Woody Allen movie, but funny strange like a Woody Allen marriage.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, Normie. Who's to say?
I like it.
But, you know, I feel like when he was on Saturday Night Live, that's when it was good.
I liked it then, yeah.
And then he got fired. I mean, it's hard. Like, he's kind of the Weekend Update guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the current Weekend Update guy's married to Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can't be funny and be married to her.
I don't know what that means. Why do you not assume that she's a funny person? This is where our daughter gets it. You all are the judgiest buttholes ever. The two of you just judge everybody.
Though? Are we?
Yeah, you are. What's got your attention over on that?
I'm trying to
cellular
find
device.
A song to take us away on.
Take us away. Is that a song?
I don't know what it is. If you're in multi-level marketing, songs for you.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Shoot.
Could be a lot worse.
Doesn't have to be what it is, though.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk?
All right. It's a banger.
It is a banger.
From the 90s. I love you.
I love you.
Until next week.
Bye.
Adios.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.